So for the last time, roll it there, Sally. Is that what you say?
Roisin, I think. Roll it there, Roisin. Don't worry. Don't worry. Season 5 will happen. It will happen.
So this is a little bonus episode of Soul Sisters, but I do want to say a huge, huge, huge thank you to Colgate for all the support this season. We loved working with them. And thank you so much to all the Soul Sisters for tuning in, so much so that we weren't ready to say goodbye just yet. So we have one final episode for the Soul Sisters.
The final frontier. Hot girl summer begins.
Claire, we have so much to talk about. We weren't quite ready to say goodbye because we had the mini marathon, we had our little swim, and I suppose we had a wonderful weekend. How are you? You're back in London town now.
Can I just do a weather check with you? What's it like there?
Beautiful.
Sunny.
Sunny spells.
It's far from that over here. Since I got back, it's been really quite grey.
Okay. So
Ireland is experiencing some really freaky weather, and I wish you all the best of luck with holding on to it, because it's not over here.
How do you feel when you're getting on that Aer Lingus flight? And I know you were on an Aer Lingus flight because I was tracking your flight, Claire, to see if you were going to fly over my house, which you did not. But how do you feel when you get on a flight after a great weekend in Ireland? Like, do you look out the window? Are you in full London mode as soon as you buckle that seatbelt? Like, where's your head at?
It's probably a mixed bag of emotion, because there's been, particularly this weekend, we had a weekend of women and like the best of vibes. So I was flying away from that. So I felt a little bit conflicted. However, London represents a lot of liberation and freedom to me. And so I'm also somebody who loves to be around people, but also like needs time to herself. So there was a part of me that was saying, get me back into that little flat now so I can sit down and just listen to the podcast, listen to a podcast on the couch.
I have to say, it is like a bookend, isn't it? For you, probably, you know, the weekend was perfect. You had a great time, but also, you know, you're ready to kind of go back to normal. And I feel like that too, I think, because I'm quite an introvert. So when I do extrovert things, I like when they come to an end and I get to kind of retreat back into myself for a few days. Now, I am, you know, we're speaking about hot girl summers, and who was I talking to? It was Rebecca Megan, who works with The Good Glow. And she was saying, she when we did that event in Avoca, she was saying that usually in the summer, we can feel depleted because we're giving so much of our energy away. It's all outwardly things. So I've got a few days to myself now, but then we're going to Rebecca's wedding on Friday. So it's going to be a very, very glamorous affair.
Oh my God, she's getting married to Dave Carney, the most adorable of guys.
Absolutely. And she is so beautiful, not only on the outside, but on the inside. So we're so happy for her. We are going off to her wedding with Niamh Cullen and Jamie Gill. And we're just getting together and we're just going to have a real good time. But like I said, I have this couple of days now of kind of downtime until I go back out into the world again. And last night I was in bed by 9:10.
Well done. How did that feel?
It felt well needed.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I think, you know, as we go out into our hot girl summer, we need to also remember to replenish, refill, reset at times when we need that.
100%. I was traveling over on Thursday last to Dublin, and I really felt like I had been working hard and I just wanted to get on the plane and get home and get into bed. Now, of course, best laid plans. My flight was delayed. And when something like that happens, it can really throw obviously throw your plans askew. But I decided when it happened that I was like, okay, listen, try and make the best of this. Sit down, relax. And there was a girl that I saw sitting on her own at Gatwick Airport, definitely Irish. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go and I'm going to sit down beside her because there was a free seat beside her. So I sat down beside her and she said, would you mind minding my bag? I'm just going to go into Boots and get something to eat. Yeah, no problem. Knew she was Irish. Fine. So she came back over and I said to her, I just launched straight into conversation. I said, can you believe this? She was like, well, actually, I have been in Gatwick where there has been a 6-hour delay. So we got start chatting and I'm thinking to myself, this girl's lovely. She's originally from Skerries. She tells me that she does sunset sup tours in the bay in Skerries. So stand up paddle tours by sunset. So I said to her, sorry, if you don't mind, I'm just going to go a bit woo woo here. I was on a yoga retreat not long ago and I set some intentions and I picked up my phone and I said, look at them. They're in the back of my phone. They're in my phone cover on a piece of paper written down. And I said, I have to say to you that one of them is to buy a sup, buy a paddleboard. She goes, interesting, because I'll be selling off my paddleboards at the end of the season and I'm happy to give you one at a good price. Come on. So then I thought to myself, okay, universe, you can take as long as you like. Aer Lingus, relax, it's fine. Me and Megan from Skerries, just going to sit here and chat up a storm.
Nice.
Isn't that great?
That is great. Can we talk about flight delays? Because obviously there's going to be a lot of us in airports over the next couple of months. And a flight delay has this potential, especially when you're on your way home, to kind of derail the whole experience. Actually, have I ever told you about, I did tell you about Jamie's lucky dollar on this podcast before, didn't I?
He carries a lucky dollar?
No. So we were on our honeymoon and we were on our way home and we were getting on the flight from Boston to Manchester, because that's the way we came or something. We had to, you know, the way you have to go back the same way sometimes. And for whatever reason. But I really wanted socks for the flight because I was, you know, in my bare feet for 2 weeks and I wanted to be cozy on the flight. So I went to Hugo Boss. There was no like normal shops around, right? Mm-hmm. So I went into Hugo Boss and I was like, sorry, I just want to get these socks. And they were like, I don't know, $24 or something. So I scooped out all the money that I could find in Jamie's wallet and I bought the socks and I went back to our little seat and I was putting on the socks and Jamie opened his wallet and he was like, oh my God, you spent my lucky dollar that that's been in my wallet for 20 years. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh God. And then I was like, should I go back in and try and get it? And I was like, sure, we'd never know which one was the lucky dollar. So we got onto our flight and Jamie's seat was broken and they upgraded us to first class, like full on beds, tucked us in. We got pajamas and a cheese board. And I was like, that was the lucky dollar. Because yeah, I spent your lucky dollar. We got this amazing experience. And I didn't need those socks after all because they had socks in the little pajama packet.
I can't close my mouth.
I know. And we still have those Hugo Boss socks.
Now they're the lucky socks.
They're our lucky socks, yeah. So anyway, when it comes to airport delays, like how do you deal with it?
Oh, hang on a second. I just need to give us a one more beat to this incredible story you've just told me. That on so many levels is like that, you know, saving money for a rainy day, saving something for a rainy day. Don't go out there, get involved, you know, spend your money, buy yourself experiences, feel the joy. Look what happened the minute that lucky dollar hit the cash register.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's going in the second book. I've got shivers.
Yeah, spend your, or even like wear your fancy clothes.
Yes, exactly. Do you know, actually speaking of that, lots of people have said to me about, since you talked about clearing out your wardrobe and your closet, so many of my friends, my circle, have come back to me and said, Georgie talked about that in the podcast and I've done the most incredible clear out and I feel $1 million.
Oh, so glad. Let your wardrobe be a representation of who you are today.
That's the line. That's exactly the line. That's dress you're hoping you'll fit back into, that top you bought you never fit into and you might fit into in the future. Get rid.
Okay, so now we're skirting around the obvious, because a lot of people got on to me on VHI, Women's Mini Marathon Day, because we had spoken about doing the marathon together for so long. So many people were asking, where's Claire? Did you guys have a fight? Where, what is happening? Why aren't you running it together? And I have to say, I did ask myself the same question standing at the start line. Where did it all go wrong?
I looked earlier on at our, you'd sent me a WhatsApp for the link, and I had noticed that I had so many missed calls from you from Sunday. That's not usual. You know, we wouldn't usually miss each other. We would always catch each other and we kind of schedule our chats. I went what can only be described as completely rogue on Sunday. I want to start by saying my mother, Eileen, was a PE teacher and she ran our household very militantly. So it's safe to say that I have always behaved myself, and if there's rules to be met or rules to be lived by, I will live by them. On Sunday at the VHI Women's Mini Marathon, I and my two friends, Laura and Katie, decided who needs to go all the way to the start line will just join the mini marathon a mile in. So we literally came down by the barriers and we passed the stewards and the policemen on bikes and we just got in and joined the melee as if we'd been there from the very beginning.
And just to note, you had registered, so you were a paying participant.
Not only was I a paying participant, but I was the only one in my group, and by the looks of it in your group, who was wearing the official outfit of the women's mini marathon.
Yeah, you even bought the t-shirt.
I bought the t-shirt. I said to my friends, who were both sallow skinned, by the way, not gingers like me, why aren't you wearing the t-shirt? And they were like, Claire, like tan lines. Jeez, come on.
So I was parking in Stephen's Green in Claire's accessories, buying myself a little hairband, and got a text from you, Claire, to say, guys, I'm just going to meet you in Donnybrook. And I was like, oh my God, okay, right, this is what we're doing. So we go to the start line. I'm at the start line. I'm on edge because I'm constantly looking out for you, running through Donnybrook. Where is she? I can't see her anywhere. Where is she? She's not answering her phone. Running through Donnybrook. Maybe I have the road wrong. Maybe Moorhampton Road is actually in Ballsbridge and I just have this wrong. So for the first 5 kilometres of the mini marathon, I was on high alert looking out for my ginger pal, Claire Solan, who was nowhere to be found.
Who was probably standing in Donnybrook with the firemen as they sprayed everybody.
Is that where you were?
I was there for a good while, yeah, because we stopped. A friend of Katie's was there with her little baby. So we stopped there and watched the firemen. And I watched some men dressed up as women, because, you know, that always happens in this great event of ours. And the lads were running along and they caught a glimpse of the firemen. They were like, spray us with your hose. So guy in like purple wig and tutu starts shouting, spray me. So we got past the firemen and down as far as the Portaloos near Donnybrook Church. And that's where you and I made communication.
Yeah. And listen, all is fair in love and friendship. And I accept you for who you are. And I think you accept me for who I am. And I think sometimes we have expectations about how something is going to go. Yeah. So when you went rogue, I was like, is this, did I do something wrong? Is this a reflection of something I've done? But actually, you're just marching to the beat of your own drum. And I think sometimes we need to let people do that, right?
Yeah. Did you really think that?
Well, I was a bit like, why isn't she here?
Oh, so what I probably hadn't shared was that all the two people that were coming to do it with me and me had all had like wounds or injuries. So my lower back was quite sore and I knew I was going to maybe be able to run 5K, but not 10. Katie had a very sore lower back also and is quite a good runner. Her husband's an ultra marathon runner. And Laura's hips were really sore. So I think I was just delighted that I found my lane. I wasn't going to have to disappoint anybody. Like, and I knew you would probably run, but I should have told you that was my plan. I should have said it rather than receiving 59 missed calls all the way around the course.
Can we just say that that's what I love about the mini marathon is that there is no judgment for how fast you're running, how slow you're running. And or if you're walking or, you know, whatever you're comfortable doing. And I really wanted to bring that energy to the New York Half Marathon with Team Good Glow. So there were so many people coming, like, I'm not a runner. And then people who were coming who wanted to smash it. And there's room for everybody. And I think whatever level you're at, we can all support each other and send the love.
When we finally made contact and we were under the UCD bridge and 98 FM was pumping out the tunes and you were coming running up the hill and I was running out towards the Radisson Hotel. When we met in the middle of the jeweler, now that was a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You were in the fast lane and I was in the slow lane, but there was plenty of people in both lanes with us, you know, just getting it done. There was women in their 70s and 80s walking that marathon. There was men dressed up as women. It was the vibes and the feels were higher than I've had in a long time. And the sunshine was just the cherry on the cake.
Yeah, it was amazing. Such a great day. I'll read out this thing really quickly that I saw on Instagram, right? This is for, you know, something to remember during the summer. So before he died, a dad said to his son, "Here's a watch that your grandfather gave me. It's almost 200 years old. Before I give it to you, go down to the jewelry store. Tell them that I want to sell it and see how much they offer you." So the son goes down to the jewelry store and he comes back to his dad and he says, "They offered me $150 because they said the watch is too old." So the dad said, "Okay, don't worry about the jewelry shop. Go to the pawn shop." So he goes to the pawn shop and he says, "The pawn shop offered me $10 because the watch looks really worn out." So the dad said to his son, "Go to the museum and show them the watch." So he goes to the museum and he comes back to his dad and says, "They offered me $500,000 for this very rare piece to be included in their precious antique collection." So the dad turned around and says, "I wanted to let you know that the right place values you in the right way. Don't find yourself in the wrong place and get angry if you're not valued." And the moral of the story is your value doesn't decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth.
I've got tears on my eyes.
So that really stopped me in my tracks this week. So
that is huge. And the reason that's made me a little bit emotional, I think, is looking back on the trips that I've taken solo in the last year. I have met people I'd never met before, but met people who really loved hanging out with me it just made me think about all the times in my life where I've tried to fit in situations, tried really hard with people, and always been on the outside. Mm. In jobs, you know, or in friendship groups. And it's, you just have to keep searching. You got to be a searcher. You got to, don't stand still. Don't stagnate in a situation that's not right for you.
Yeah. And that actually brings up for me all of the soul sisters who came to our swim at the 40 foot on Saturday alone and marched up to and joined our tribe. And we all, 17 of us, got into the water together, held hands, hugged, jumped into the water, supported each other. And one of the girls came up to me at the end and I said, did you come alone? She goes, yeah, I came alone, but I've already made a friend who I'm going to keep in touch with.
Oh, we got down to Sandy Cove on Saturday, just before midday. And it was so busy. I was thinking to myself in my innocence that there will be a patch of sand that the Soul Sisters could pitch up on. Not a chance. All the families and all the kids and all the buckets and spades were all over the sand. So we stood and just surveyed the area. And I was standing there probably way too overdressed really for the day. I had a version of a dry robe on and I was standing there thinking to myself, I wonder where the Soul Sisters are. And then suddenly one came, then another came, then another two came, then another three came. And they all and they were like, oh, I've come on my own. I've come on my own. I've come on my own. Yes, me too. Me too. Me too. Me too. And within minutes, we were chatting away as if we all knew each other. Mm-hmm. Then Guy, the jellyfish guy arrived. And everybody was saying, oh, there's Guy. Geez, Guy's voice note on the podcast did not make us feel good about jellyfish. In fact, it made us feel even more terrified about jellyfish. But Guy and his wife were there and we all moved as a group over to the kind of the wall at Sandy Cove. And then we got into our togs and we walked in. Got into the water and it just felt like a ritual. Didn't it feel quite ritualistic? Mm. We were going in to wash off something in the presence of a brand new tribe. And then Miriam Hussey, the absolute legend, I should have brought me bell. Miriam Hussey turns around and she goes, who wants to jump in? And all of us shoot our hands up in the air. So we split our 17 people in half. And we jumped in.
It was really amazing to all head dip.
Yes, you know, that's it.
Every single one of us.
Yeah. And we just swam back in and we chatted. And it was such a lovely experience. Some of us headed off to Hank's then and had a coffee. And many, many of the Soul Sisters then said goodbye and headed off to into their bank holiday weekends. But that is something we're going to do again.
Oh, 100%. Because my mum was away and she's raging that she couldn't be there. Massive shout out to your mum, Eileen Solon, for being like just the queen soul sister of the day. Aoife Bradley, who drove all the way up from Navan. Miriam Hussey, who is the ultimate just earth angel. And everyone else in between. It was just magical. So yeah, I suppose I wanted to ask you now, we're going into the summer, Soul Sisters is over. What did you take from this season?
I think this is definitely my favorite season to date. And it's no surprise, I guess, that the season is a reflection of where I'm at in my life. I read a great line that said, the slower you go, the quicker you get there.
Yes.
So really for me, for the last year, it's just been about slowing down. You know, I know we laugh about sitting down on the couch, listening to podcasts and stuff, but I have slowed down and really given myself an opportunity to feel everything, experience everything. I'm not looking at life any longer as one long road of happiness. I'm expecting that there's going to be dips, there's going to be roadblocks, And so if I anticipate them, then I'm ready for them when they come.
There's going to be flight delays.
There's going to be flight delays. There's always going to be flight delays. And if I stop and look around, there is a tribe, a soul sister nearby who's going to make my experience better.
And even like, was it Megan in the airport?
Yeah.
Megan from Scaries. She's a soul sister. She doesn't listen to soul sisters, but she's a soul sister.
I can tell you now, she does listen to soul sisters because I made sure of it.
No way.
Yeah, I said to her, we were talking about, I told her I make podcasts professionally, but I also have a podcast with my pal, Georgie Crawford. And she opened up, she opened up her Apple podcast there and I said, there it is. That's the one. And when I'm at, when you don't get soul sisters, you get the good glow. And then, so she followed the podcast. So she'll be, she's now a soul sister.
Oh, love it.
How about you?
Oh, so Jamie's 43 tomorrow.
Wow.
And I was like to him this morning, 43 and 23. And he's like, cool, thanks for that. Like, what? I was like, 43 and 23. And I said, Jamie, this year has been so good to us. Like, I feel so grateful for 23. And I was thinking about this the other day because I've had really shitty years. Like 2012 was really hard for us. 2017, really hard. And I think those hard years stand out and you don't forget them. But never stop believing that the good times won't come around again. And, you know, 24 may not be like 23. But to have the gratitude for the good days, the good weeks, the good months, the good years when they do come along. As Jerry would say, if the universe is giving you gifts, don't forget to say thank you. So I am so grateful for 23. Soul Sisters this season for me has been, I can't describe how much I've loved it. I can't describe what it's like to go out, and I probably get it a little bit more than you, Claire, because I'm in Dublin. Everywhere I go, someone taps me on the shoulder and tells me that they're a soul sister. I literally, I can't leave my house without someone saying that to me. And it makes me so grateful because I feel like, especially in the soul sisters community, like we're all equal. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all just there to support each other. And the mic just happens to be in front of me and in front of you. But I feel like all the soul sisters are with us in the room when we're recording.
I completely agree. And what I'm loving at the moment is my DMs are swelling with messages from soul sisters around the world. So Hannah got in touch with me from the US. And she said, Claire, I've been so inspired by your solo travels that you chat about on Soul Sisters that I'm currently on my way to Honduras for my first ever solo adventure with a group of people I've never met. Cheers.
Wow.
And that's what we're doing. If you can imagine, we're holding out a hand on either side to help you up, to celebrate your wins. And to get you through your struggles, because that's what's happened for us. And that's what we're here to pay for it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when we get the messages from someone who goes, I got into the sea for the first time because I was listening or I read your book. And yeah, it's just, it means so much. So the next adventure for Soul Sisters, well, we have something exciting to announce. But before we get into that, the next season of Soul Sisters, which is Soul Sisters season Five and 23. I'm just going to keep saying that now. But season five, I will be heading off to go meet my second child. And we didn't time this, right? Because we had this whole thing mapped out before, you know, we did the embryo transfer. But it just so happens that I think the week that we come back, I'll be setting off. So I'm going to be I won't be in Dublin. I'll be somewhere else in the world. Claire, who knows where you'll be? And that is our next chapter. And I'm excited to bring the Soul Sisters on my little adventure and keep you guys up to date with what's going on in my life. And I'm so happy that we're going to be in season around that time, because I think that's going to be my little outlet, isn't it? That's going to be my chance to connect with my tribe. I said it in my book that when I had Pia, I didn't have anyone around me except for my mum and my mother-in-law, because I cut myself off from the world. And now, hopefully, for my second child, I will feel so a part of something, and so supported by the tribe. So I'm excited to see how different the experiences are. In there, you know, I wouldn't change my experience with Pia, but I'm excited to like lean into this version of myself in my second opportunity of like motherhood.
Wow, this is so exciting. So you're going to be broadcasting from somewhere else in the world in series 5. Yeah.
So we do have something to announce for the Soul Sisters. You take it away there, Claire.
So look, we have listened to what you've said on Instagram, and also we were chatting to the Soul Sisters at Sandy Cove last weekend, and we want to do more, and you guys also want to be part of it. So we said, why not do a Soul Sisters workshop? So we're going to do a Soul Sisters workshop, the very first, the inaugural Soul Sisters workshop on Saturday, the 17th of June. It's going to be on Zoom. It's going to be 10 till 11:30, and we'll put up details. You'll see details on Instagram very soon.
Yeah, so I'll leave a link to secure your ticket. We've got limited tickets for this because we want to keep it intimate. We want to chat to people. Claire's going to do a bit of life coaching. I'm going to do a bit of health coaching. We're going to come together. We're going to take questions. An hour and a half, Saturday morning. It's kind of like, what would it be? Like the annual, what do they call those things?
Yeah, the AGM of Soul Sisters.
The AGM of Soul Sisters, yes. Yeah. Saturday week, I'll leave a link below. We'd love you to join us. And any questions, just drop us a DM.
Fantastic. Cannot wait. Hot Girl Summer, let's get going. And remember, you can always get us on Instagram. I'm at Claire Solon.
Yes, and I'm at Georgie.Crawford. We've loved this season. We love our new music. We love you guys. So we'll see you very soon.
Bye, guys.